The Park City-Salt Lake City Connect bus hit a high in ridership in January of this year, when an average of some 235 riders per day used the service. Enough, says City Councilmember Dick Peek, that council voted to continue to subsidize the program, relieving the Utah Transit Authority of its portion of the subsidy.
We're 3 years into the Salt Lake Park City Connect bus, and the agreement was UTA, Utah Transit Authority, would provide the infrastructure and the hardware to do that. And they would also, when revenues increased, they would be relieved of their subsidy first. So in 3 years, we've reached the point where they are substantially relieved of their subsidy.
Peek says the city will, in the meantime, work on efficiency, routes, and increasing ridership for what it feels is a vital component to offering public transportation and getting people out of cars. Even though the city subsidy amounts to $235,000 annually, Peek says it's an investment in firmly establishing mass transit.
Anytime you're investing, you're thinking about the risk and the reward, and I think it's a suitable thing to develop a long-term, well-ridden, functional public transportation system.
That's Park City Councilmember Dick Peek. For a schedule of the bus times and routes, go to parkcity.org and click on the bus tab. There are several buses each day in the morning and the evening going both directions. I'm Lynn Ware Peek, KPCW News.